Blog Talk Radio.
All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle, pay the price. Want a slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, all my life. Been grinding all my life, sacrifice, hustle, pay the price. Want a slice, got to roll the dice, that's why. All my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, I'm married to this gang, that's who I made my wife. Said I'd die alone, I told that bitch she probably right. One thing that's for sure, not a stranger to this life. Got a safe that's full of Franklin and a shoulder full of stripes. I don't know a nigga like myself. I say self-made, meaning I design myself. County jail fade, you can pull my file yourself. Spy raid, swallow rocks, I'm getting high myself. Nah, damn right, I like the life I built. I'm from West Side 60, shit, I might got killed. Standing so tall, they think I might got still. Legendary baller like Mike, like Will. 96 Impala, thug life on wheels. Up against the wall, squabble at Fox Hill. Like a motherfucking boss, ask me how I feel.
Successful
street nigga touching them first mail.
All my life. All my life. All my life. I've been grinding all my life. Hey, a little bit of Nipsey Hussle. Welcome to Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your girl, Teresa Murphy. And we are live in Tokyo, Japan this week. Wow. Guys, it has been an amazing week. I can't wait to tell you guys all about it. We're going to get into it in a few minutes, but you know what we must do first is start off with a little bit of motivation to start your week. So this week's motivation, and I thought about this for the past 2 days while I'm here in Tokyo, is that your life is what you created to be, right? God ordains your steps. Y'all know I got to go spiritual on you guys, but your life is what you created to be. So in other words, you have to create the life that you deserve. So stop complaining. Stop making excuses. Stop self-doubting. Stop self-sabotaging, right? Believe enough in yourself to know that anything that you want to do, you can make it happen. And if you can't make it happen on your own, there are counselors, therapists, life coaches, business coaches. There's so many needs out here now that can help you excel to the next level, whether that's starting a new business or personal development. It doesn't necessarily have to be about starting a new business or becoming a business owner or entrepreneur. It could be about changing the way that you think about life itself, breaking generational curses, any of those things to help you become a better version of yourself. All right, so that's today's motivation for this week, and I'm going to hop right in. Again, I'm live in Tokyo, Japan this week. So I came to Japan about 4 or 5 days ago for the Pink Ink International Business Retreat hosted by Life Coach Brittany. And the retreat was for business owners, care business owners that are trying to scale up their business, excel in their business, and a very intimate retreat. We had a meet and greet on Friday night. We also had 2 days of workshops from some really powerful women in business that have been in business for years that dropped a lot of nuggets. We had Life Coach Brittany, who gave us a lot of nuggets. Particularly, she talked to us about going global, how we can actually do business here in Tokyo. So she gave us connects. All of the women were super amazing. They touched on personal development, professional development, and again, becoming the best version of you. Also, what you need to scale up your business, right? So that's what I want to talk about on today's podcast. I don't have a guest today. It's just yours truly. But we're going to talk about some great things. I'm going to open up the line for you guys to ask me questions you may have. I do have a few emails, as I normally do. I'll try to answer some of those as well. So I know here in Tokyo, Japan, you know, a lot of folks, guys, you know who you are. You know, when it was time for me to take this trip, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, you're going out the country. Are you sure? Are you scared? You know, so many things for that people, of course, get intimidated by when you hear about going out of another country because it can be a cultural shock. I mean, the people here, they don't speak our language, of course, so there are language barriers that they don't understand. For me,
I have a translator on my phone, so I kind of just type in English, it translates in their language, and they read it, right? So it sounds like a lot, but it's a great experience. The food is not the same, so you, of course you're not going to come over here and get your American-style food, so you have to be open to the food that they have. And their food actually wasn't too bad. You're eating a lot of Japanese food, a lot of noodles. They're really big on pork and beef over here. So if you are a pork and a beef person, unlike myself, this would be amazing for you. I personally don't eat pork and beef, so I've been on noodles and pizza pretty much since I've been here. So, which has not been bad. We've visited a lot of different areas here in Tokyo, Japan. So what I'm telling you guys is, you know, if you have it on your bucket list, or if it's somewhere that you thought about coming and you have reservations, it's a beautiful city. And so make that happen if that's something you would like to do. I want to tap back into women in business, because I think this is so important for today's podcast. We had touched on a lot of things at our networking event about women, supporting women, and, you know, women giving information and so forth. And one of the conversations that I'll meet and greet is the art of saying no, right? How do you tell a consumer, a customer, a client, how do you say no? Or let's say a potential customer, client, or consumer, someone that has not purchased anything from you, but they want a discount, right? They want to pick your brain. They want you to give them the information that you may have spent years of research or trial and error learning on your own. How do you handle those individuals? So that was one of our conversations. And some of the things that we touched on were, you know, you have to always send people back to a link. So you should have some type of business systems in place where you should be able to send someone a link. Not necessarily have to be on your website. That would be great if it is on your website, because that'll give people the opportunity to go out there and actually see everything that you do. Also, more importantly, your credibility of why they should invest their money in you. But always have links for your business, guys. So if someone's questioning, send your DM, and they want to work with you in some capacity, always have a link that you can refer them back to. Being an international speaker is powerful. It's big, and not just because it makes your portfolio look good. For me, it was important because I get to now spread, right, and talk about my business globally. And for a lot of you guys that don't know exactly what it is that I do, I try not to talk a lot about me on my podcast, because a lot of times my podcast is about you, right? But for those that don't know what I do, I own the TMI Group, which is of three entities: TMI Consulting HR, TMI Transport, and Teresa Murphy, Inc. So TMI Consulting HR is a staffing HR consulting business that provides staffing and consulting to small and mid-sized businesses. We do have some actual 500 corporations now that we're currently vendors for that we're working with. We also provide payroll services, onboarding, we help with compliance. We have a lot of automated templates for you to use to create your own employee handbooks, your own policy and procedures, as well as helping you write job descriptions for your employees. We also help you with hiring practices and mostly, again, being compliant. We do staffing and direct hire placement on administrative professionals as well as IT professionals. TMI Transport hauls freight throughout the United States. We also provide dispatch services to independent businesses. So like your one or two small businesses for the tractors, and we book your loads, dispatch your loads, help you with your invoicing, and so on and so forth. Teresa Murphy, Inc. transitions women and men from corporate America to entrepreneurship, helping you create the life that you deserve. So I know that was a mouthful. You guys know that I also host this podcast every Monday. I am also the author of Success Doesn't Sleep, as well as the upcoming book, So What? Your Life, Your Purpose, Live It. So if you guys can see, my plate is full. I'm also an advocate for domestic violence. So we help with the organization that I work with. We help 800 to 1,000 women break free from domestic violence per year. So if you know of anyone that's going through domestic violence and our program is something that you feel like would be a resource for them, please have them reach out to me directly at 980-202-1706. All right? So let's talk about some more business tips, because we hear all this, women support women. We hear high price tags. We hear I'm not getting what you know, I pay for. I'm not getting the excellent customer service. So I want to touch a little bit on that today, because a lot of times when you have a business, customer service is key to the success. Now, I know some of you think your talent or the product or the service that you have or you sell is the key to your success. No, customer service is the key to your success, because if you don't have customers, you cannot have a business. You cannot generate any revenue if you don't have customers. So key point when you're running a business is customer service, and that's whether you run, whether you sell a product or a service. Customer service is excellent, above and beyond customer service, is the key to running a successful business. The second thing is that know your value. So if you price out your product or you price out your services, you're not to go and change those prices on a professional standpoint, right? You don't go and change those prices so you can accommodate those folks that may not even be your target audience. Okay, so if you're going to help, for example, if you're going to help aspiring entrepreneurs get their business started off the ground, then you already know that those individuals may not have the funding to pay for some of the programs that you may have or some of the services that you may offer, right? But you know that you're catering to aspiring entrepreneurs. Also, I recommend offering business plans. So know your target audience. You cannot provide a service or a product without knowing your target audience. Who is your target audience, the demographic, the age group, the gender? You need to know all of, you need to know all of this information before you start your business. So, for example, my target audience for TMI Consulting HR and my staffing company is small to mid-sized businesses, right? We work with a lot of medium-sized businesses now, truthfully, but we also work with those businesses that don't have an HR department. So we partner with those individuals, and they outsource a lot of their HR to us, and we help those businesses stay in compliance, right? So on a mid-sized business, what types of businesses, right? So we target mostly those individuals that have 250 employees or less, okay? So that's our target for our businesses. We also look at their annual revenue, and you can get all this information by doing a market analysis. It may be something that you have to pay for from Salesforce or there's a lot of good, info.com. So there's a lot of good resources out there for you to get these lists. Secondly, who's going to do your selling? Who's going to do your marketing? Facebook and social media and, Instagram and Twitter, which are really good platforms, they're really strong platforms. I know folks have made $1 million from being on these platforms to become millionaires. But who are you designated to sell your product? And are you a salesperson? Who's going to create your graphics, right? And then I want to get a little bit into the graphics, because you can have the most beautiful graphics, the prettiest graphics, the best website, the best business cards, but are you delivering what you say? Are you delivering excellent customer service? Are you providing the credibility to individuals to help them excel it to the next level? Because that's what people want. When people leave you, of course, yes, they have to do the work. We understand that. But are you providing them what they need, the resources, the tools that they need to be able to do the work? Also, if you sell a product, some of us sell a product. Some of us have skincare lines. We have online boutiques and so on and so forth. Who is your target audience? How are you marketing to get these individuals? How are you converting your likes into paying customers? These are things to think about, guys. You don't want to post to be posting for fun. You don't want to post because you go back and you have 2,000 likes, you're excited. How are you converting these individuals to be able to buy what you're selling? What resources are you using? I know on social media too, you know, there are a lot of other folks that you can pay that has a really strong presence on social media, and they will also advertise your product or your service, right? So there's so many different ways that you can go about doing that. What do you plan on doing with your product or service? Example, if you have, you know, a hair care line, you know, is your end goal to have it in the stores? Do you want it in a retail store, a Target, or Walmart? What's your end goal for your product? A lot of times, you know, we work from our home. What's your plan? How long do you plan to work from your home? What's the timeline that you have before you actually hire someone for your business? I promise you, you can't do and run a successful business and generate income doing it by yourself. as much as we like to believe that we're going to be every Susie, Kim, Kevin, Steve in our business, it's not possible to be five people in five different positions in your one business and make a profit, okay? A lot of you out there that have done it and you've went through it, you understand exactly what I'm saying. But how do you hire people if you don't have the funding? You don't have the money to hire folks. How would you hire someone, right? So, again, so many different avenues that you can take. We live in a world now, they have virtual assistants. You can pay them by the hour. You can also use internship.com to hire individuals. And if it's something within what they're going to school for in their major, they can actually get college credit and you don't have to pay them. So it can be a non-pay internship. Utilize your resources. And this is the reason why you need to have a business coach or a life coach or a business counselor or what have you to help you with scaling up your business or getting your business started, but more importantly, generating the income. So as we were here, I'm still here in Tokyo, which is just amazing. I'm actually mesmerized because I'm here on business, which I'm here on pleasure as well. I'm able to see the city, but I'm here on business. So I'm here to make connections. I'm here to learn how I can take TMI Group Global, right? Because I do so much on the staff and the HR side. I want to know how can I partner here to be able to take my business global? How could I use Teresa Murphy Inc.'s resources to be able to create programs and things of that nature to impact globally, right, here in Tokyo? I recently, for those of you that may not know, I just recently won a prison reentry program for $3.2 million, and the program I launched was to help ex-cons transition back into society by providing the resources and tools and employment for them to be able to live a life of value, second chance, right? Because some people make mistakes, and that's what it was, and they've learned from their mistakes, and they want a second chance, right? And so since I was already in the employment world, so to speak, I felt like that's my way of giving. That's my way of helping. I was actually I created the program, and I was going to launch this program with my own funding because that's how important it is for me to give individuals a second chance. Because you never, ever know, it could be you, right? Within a three-year, per the Department of Prison, within 3 years, most folks go back to prison. They go back to jail. Why? Because they have the lack of resources that they need to be able to start a life, to transition back into society. They don't have housing. They don't have clothing. They don't have transportation. And then they don't have jobs. So we partner with a lot of organizations with the housing and transportation so we can get these individuals to the TMI group to be able to participate in our six-week life coaching and life skills certification course to help them to the next level. The purpose of the certification for our TMI Second Chance program is to make sure individuals mentally change their mindset, right? You got to have a shift. So it may look easy for you to come out of jail and we place you in employment, you get a job, but has your mindset shifted, right? Mentally, are you prepared? You may have went to jail, and we still might have been, people may have been still using the payphones. Technology has changed so much, right? So I just wanted to throw that out there. And if you guys know anyone that is about to be released from prison and they are in the New York, Virginia, North Carolina, or Georgia area, please, again, have them reach out to us. I would love to have a conversation. We are now visiting several prisons throughout the regions and doing a little pre-release counseling for a lot of the inmates that are about to be released. So lots of good stuff. Now, I don't do all of this alone. So when you hear me with my multiple streams of income, I don't do all these jobs alone, right? So I have, at this point, I have 20 employees, okay? So I don't do this by myself. So I apologize. I have 25 employees now. I just hired 5 new employees for our new program. But I don't do all this alone. So for you, again, to have a successful business, you have to put people in place to help you grow your business. It means you have to pay employees. I teach an online course, how to start a staffing company, and I give you nuggets and tidbits of what you need to start your very own staffing company, to even become an independent consultant from your kitchen table. We also offer a CEO masterclass where we get in depth with helping you, like, step by step start a staffing company, as well as kind of pretty much hold your hand and give you each step, teach you how to do a client, build a client database, how to market your business, and how to do a market analysis for your competitors, and so on and so forth. So, all good stuff. Now, today's podcast is not to sell you anything, it's to talk to you more about all of the businesses that I own. I'm just trying to send out a message that I don't do it alone. I do have a team. You have to get a strong team. You may have to go through 3, 4, 5, 6 people. Sometimes you might have to go through 10 people to get the right person and get the right team. Okay? Don't be discouraged. Don't waste a lot of time. So if you feel like, you know, you're working with someone and they're just not a fit, well, come on, guys. It doesn't take that long for us to know if someone is a fit or not for our business, right? But we drag the person out and we get upset and we waste a lot of time, something that you're not going to get back. If you give someone a chance, you know, you have your time frame. You know, a lot of times I like to give somebody at least 30, 60 days, and sometimes that's a little excessive. But just to see, give them time to adjust, give my team, myself time to adjust, and just see if they are fit. And if they are not fit, then you have to start making plans. No one likes to fire anyone, but you should have some type of policy in place when it's time to release employees, and make sure that you dot your I's and cross your T's. A lot of us live in states that are you don't have to give an excuse. So you can, like, just fire someone at any given reason, right? But as an HR professional, I always tell my clients, document things, still dot your I's and cross your T's. A lot of folks, you know, sometimes they walk out and get terminated because you're actually terminating them and you're disrupting their livelihood, or they've disrupted their livelihood by getting themselves fired, but they'll go file discriminatory lawsuits with the EEOC. Just stay covered. Keep yourself covered. Now, if you're out there and I'm talking foreign because you're not even interested in entrepreneurship, you're not interested in starting a business, you're just interested in scaling up in your career. Guys, some of the most powerful women I know work in corporate America. There's nothing wrong with it, right? Everybody's not meant to be an entrepreneur. If that's the case, you know, we wouldn't have our doctors, we need our attorney, we need our front desk people when you check into the doctor. I know, you know, in the near future, people are going to be obsolete in these roles and everything's going to be robotic, right? But we still need folks in our 9-to-5. That's my point that I'm making. So if you're in your 9-to-5 and you absolutely hate your job and you go to work every day and you're absolutely miserable, we also help those individuals with their resume. We help you with career coaching, career counseling, what you need, more importantly, personal development, because some of you are stuck mentally. So if you're stuck mentally, it's hard for you to move forward, right, and apply for a promotion or apply for a new job. You don't even know what it looks like outside of the job that you're in because you may have been in it so long, you don't like change, you fear going to a new position, so many things in that realm when it's time for you guys to get a new job. But no one should go anywhere every day and be miserable. I'm going to say that again. No one should go anywhere every day and be miserable. You should not go to your job every day and be miserable if you work a 9-to-5. So it's something to think about. If that is you and you want to change, you don't know how, you don't know the first step to take, you've been applying for jobs, you're not getting any callbacks or anything of that nature, please reach out to us again. We would love to help you on your career path. So I always like to put that out there because people always like, everybody doesn't want to be a business owner. And you're exactly right. It takes special type of people to be business owners. That life is not for everybody. And as much as and easy as we make it look on social media, the life is not for everybody, okay? We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back and wrap up the session. So we'll be right back. Guys, what y'all trying to do? We are back again. Thank you for joining Motivate My Life with Teresa Murphy. Today's topic, we were talking about how to excel and increase revenue, how to change, break generational curses, how to get the help you need to excel in your life in different areas of your life, and what's required for you to become the best version of yourself. So that's what we're talking about today. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Never say never. Always think big. Break glass ceilings, right? Because I dreamt of coming to Tokyo or going to Dubai or going to all these other countries and becoming an international, speaker, and I'm making it happen, right? But you have to do the work. So being here in Tokyo actually is just, I can't even explain to you what this weekend meant to me, being able to be here in Tokyo, record my podcast live here in Tokyo. This is absolutely amazing. Some of these, this is the life sometimes that you just can't get back, but never think too small. Whether you want to go international, scale up in your current business, whether you are trying to excel in your 9 to 5, whatever it is that you're trying to do, get the mentorship or the coaching you need to be able to help you do it if you are stuck. Some of us are not powerful or self-sufficient enough to make it happen, and that is okay. Don't self-sabotage yourself. Get the resources you need and put those in place that can make it happen. I want to thank all of you guys for tuning in today to Motivate My Life. It has been amazing. You guys have a great week, and I want to thank all my listeners again for the 4 years of the support of listening to our and tuning into our show. I truly appreciate it. And if we talk again, you guys have a great week. On purpose, I'll be here in Tokyo until the end of the week, and then I'll be headed back home. And I can't wait to talk to you guys next Monday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here. Motivate My Life with your girl, Teresa Murphy.
Known to get the color red, the blue. Woo, shit. I'm a dangerous man with some money in my pocket. Keep up. So many pretty girls around me, and they're waking up the rocket. Keep up. Why you mad? Fix your face. Ain't my fault they all be jocking. Keep up. Players only. Come on. Put your pinky finger to the moon.
Alright guys, remember, to change your life, you need to change your priorities, and there is nothing more powerful than a change in life.